during Black History Month, Americans are celebrating the accomplishments of African Americans throughout our nation's history. Here today with some incredible stories of determination and perseverance is Army Reserve Chief Warrant Officer 4 Philip Regier, a master Army aviator whose father is a military legend and was the subject of the Hollywood movie Men of Honor. Welcome to the program, young man. It is great to have you, and thank you for your service. How are you today?
Sir, I am doing great, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First off, I got to tell you this. In my career in Chicago radio and TV, for a couple of decades, I had the pleasure of not only being a rock jock and being on the air and doing radio and TV, but my favorite part of my gig for years was to fly in the chopper with someone like yourself who was, you know, at the helm, at master control, and I was doing my reporting for radio and TV. So, Philip, you're a master Army aviator. I got to ask you about this. You have flown over 2,600 hours. Talk to me about that for a moment, because I absolutely love that. Is that so in your blood? You love doing that stuff?
Yes, sir. I tell you, if had it not been for the experience of the Tuskegee Airmen opening the door many years ago during the early part of World War II, I would never have had this chance. I always dreamed of flying, sir. And let me tell you, when I first got in that first helicopter for training, I thought, man, that was the best thing since sliced bread. And I've just enjoyed the 30-plus years I've been able to do it. It's been great.
Absolutely cool. Well, it's so neat because not only your wife, your son, your father, your whole family, God bless our veterans and our men and women out there on all military levels, you know, fighting for our freedom, those in the past and in the present. So I got to ask you, so what is the significance of Black History Month, especially as it relates to the U.S. military, please?
Well, sir, I can tell you right from the start that there's been no war fought in our country where African Americans didn't serve proudly. Way back during the Revolutionary War, about 5,000 black soldiers, mostly from New England, served in the Continental Army. World War I, 350,000 black Americans served in segregated units. During World War II, more than 1 million served. So there's been no war that this country's fought where African Americans didn't serve proudly to protect our country.
Absolutely cool. You know, we salute during Black History Month the coolest people, and you look at so many different levels to this, whether it's music, the arts, military, it is great. What are some of the most remarkable African-American hero stories you could just think of, if you don't mind me throwing that out there to you, off the top of your head, please?
Well, sir, I'd like to start off with my father, Carl Regier. We can get into more of that later, but as far as the other African-American heroes, there's Corporal Waverly Woodson, a World War II medic in the Army who for 30 hours ignored his own shrapnel wounds to treat over 200 injured soldiers on D-Day. He set up a medical station and dragged soldiers from the killing zones to receive treatment, remove bullets, and bandages. That's just one example of an African-American doing his part, regardless of the wounds that he was suffered himself.
Yeah, you know, you throw out there your father, obviously, what a wonderful man. What's your dad's story, if you don't mind me asking, and what does it mean to you personally, please?
Well, my dad's story, he was a poor sharecropper's son from rural Kentucky who had a dream to join the Navy and become something better. My father had to overcome racism. He had to overcome poverty. With an eighth-grade education at the age of 17, he joined the military, so he pretty much had to overcome illiteracy. My father became the first African-American diver. Later on in his career, he suffered a terrible accident where he lost the bottom part of his leg. So not only did he have to suffer through that, but he was physically disabled. The military wanted to kick him out. My dad said, no, I can still do my job. And he was awarded his diving status to come back on active duty. And then the fifth thing that my father was able to overcome was alcoholism to retire in peace with dignity and honor. So I call those the five hurdles that my father overcame: racism, poverty, illiteracy, physical disability, and alcoholism.
Saluting Black History Month here on WYMS, I'm Rick Federighi. Thanks for tuning in, streaming live around the world to several thousand of you right now and the TuneIn app. What can we learn from these amazing soldiers, you know, folks you just spoke of, your father, yourself? Talk about that a little bit, please.
Sir, diversity is not what makes us different. It's how we can make a difference. Today, Americans are proud of our diversity. It's fitting that we celebrate and honor the differences that make us unique and the shared ideals that bring us together. Regardless of our roots, we remain always Americans. And that's a good example and a good lesson for everybody to understand that together we can make such a big difference in this world and keep our country great.
You know, I want to ask you this because we have so many men and women, you know, here in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana, Southwest Michigan area, the Midwest, a huge number of men and women are out there fighting for our freedom, have fought, veterans, their families, very, very important. What would you say to that young individual listening right now to the radio about if they would like to do a career in what you have, you know, just kind of capitalized for us here on WYS? Talk about that. Why is it so important? Because, you know, God bless America, but talk about that for a minute, please.
Well, sir, less than 1% of the U.S. population serves in the military. But with the military, you get a chance to give to something greater than yourself. You know, we live in a me society, but I tell you, to serve in the United States military, you're just doing so much for the many Americans that live in this country. You're able to serve and give your life to something that just means a lot more. And it's honorable. It's so honorable to sit there and serve your country and to know that you're part of what makes this country great, the freedom that we all deserve and want.
Absolutely. You know, if folks want to get some more information on, you know, some information that you want to throw out there, do you have a website you want to talk about or you want to throw out there about the U.S. Army Reserve?
Yes, sir. www.usar.army.mil. That's the website. We can get more information on great African Americans who serve this country and how to join our great military.
So I got to ask you, around the holidays when you're together with family and friends, so your wife, obviously, thank you for her service. She obviously continues to work. Your son, how does that make you feel that everybody in your real world, your family, is serving and has served? How does that make you feel?
So it just makes me feel proud, the fact that we've served our country, we've given of ourselves, we still enjoy the freedoms that our forefathers came, and with my son being in the ROTC now, to know that it's going to continue. It's going to continue in the future where there's going to be a Bashir serving our country, giving back to America so much that this country has given to us, just giving back.
You are awesome. Chief Warrant Officer for Philip M. Brashear here on WYMS. I'm Rick Federighi. You have an awesome day. Anytime you want to fly back on, please feel free. We'd love to have you in and around the area. If you're through Chicago, Indiana, or Michigan, we've got plenty of radio stations for you to be on. Thanks for your service, and thanks for connecting with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.